I know our hour is late. We have a football game to watch in a little bit. But I want to thank you all for being here today and for your presence in church this first Sunday of the year. I want to recognize in a special way our men who help clean the church. And for me as a pastor, it's always a blessing to see our men around our church. And all of you are so important. But yesterday I came from the gym and I saw men downstairs, upstairs, cleaning and really just handling their business. So to the men's ministry, thank you so much. It's an open ministry. It meets every second Sunday. And on this first Sunday of the year, I want to call out all of our men to be more involved in our church. And that's one way to get involved in the activities and see one of our men in church today afterwards to talk about that ministry. But it's such a great gift to me and to our parish to keep our neighborhood and this facility clean as it should be in God's house. I also want to recognize in a special way our minister of music, our musicians, and our choir. And thank you so much for what you do. I hope you realize what a gift that Ms. Tanya is to our church. Amen. The most churches do not have what we have on Sunday, and we're very blessed. We thank you so much for your Amen. Gift of music Amen. And praise and worship Amen. To our God. Amen. Amen. Before we go today, I wanted to say a couple of things I think are very important as pastor. I've been praying a lot about our future, and we had a wonderful Jubilee year that ended in November, and I've been thinking and praying, now what? And so I'll be meeting with the parish council and the finance council on the 20th of January. It's a combined meeting to speak about where we are financially and where we are with our pastoral vision. And I decided to call a parish assembly. We have an assembly in the spring, and the purpose of this assembly is to hear from you through survey, through small group sessions about where our future goes. We had a beautiful Jubilee, and our theme was the best is yet to come, but now what? And so it's very important for us to really be engaged and ask God and look at our future as a parish family. We cannot sit back and simply coast. That's not leadership, that's not of God. And so we have to continue to look and, as I always say, stay woke. And ask ourselves, does this parish should be here? Is there a future here? Do we have a future in this community? And what does that future look like? And so this can't be my vision or the parish council's vision. We all have to be engaged in this. I'm assuming, because what I see this Sunday, that we want this parish to be alive and well for many years to come.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
But nothing kills a church like complacency and entitlement. And so we have to work on that. And I want to just invite us to be two things. It's this new year to come to church on a regular basis. Many of us kind of come sporadically. But I invite you, if you're a member of this church, to make Mass and coming to Mass a regular part of your spiritual life. Obviously, for most of you, that is who you are. But I invite all of us, we have to be more engaged. There are about 1,000 members of this church who claim to be members of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. And if we want to be here for the future, we need people to be engaged. So I invite you to think about your own spiritual connection. If this is not the right place for you, maybe go to us. All need a home church and a place to grow spiritually. And we're going to be together. We have to be engaged in every way possible. So I invite you, first of all, for your presence, to be here for Mass, to pray. That's the most important P, to be present, to be involved, and to pray together as a family. I also want to invite everyone to come to Mass on time. I know I joke about that sometimes, but seriously, things that are important to us, we prioritize.
Yes, yes.
I'm just going to say it like that. But too many people come to Mass when Mass is going on. And we really should come to Mass on time. Again, things happen. We're late for things, parking, other issues. I get that. But for me, as a celebrant and a homilist, to see the church continue to fill up as Mass goes on, I wonder, are we really listening to the Word of God and experiencing the fullness of Mass? I also want to invite people to stay to the end of Mass. Now, in our community, that's pretty not an issue too much. But I saw a lot of people leave. And maybe it had things to do, Mass was too long. but I invite you to make this commitment spiritually to your church. This is not about me. I'm the pastor. I try my best with all I have to serve you as best I can, to be a good leader. It's about you and God.
Yes.
And you and community. And if this is your spiritual choice, where you want to be, we have to make it the very best choice we can be.
Yes.
All of us can grow.
Yeah.
Amen.
None of us are where we need to be.
Amen.
No one. I'm not. I'm a work in progress.
Amen.
As I challenge myself, I challenge all of us. I spoke to our eighth grade this past week, and I invited them to reset their button, to be leaders in our school. It's a tough word and a challenging word. But me and Sister Megan, we committed ourselves to be better principal and pastor for our young people. As pastor in this first Sunday of the year, if this is your home church, the choice you've made to worship, make it the best choice you can make.
Yes.
I'm challenging all of us to get better, to get more involved, get in the ministry, to give more in the collection. If you've been giving $5 for the last 50 years and that's all you can give, thank you. But trust me, the bills are higher than we were in the 50s. We cannot keep this church going if we're not all doing our best. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yes, amen. Yes.
It's a challenge for us today to get better, to be stronger. I believe this church has a future. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't give my life and my energy for the last 7.5 years here. But the future is not in the Archbishop's hands, not even in my hands. It's in our hands.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
We're in this love
together.
I want St. Martin de Porres to be around for the little ones, have a place to worship in the future,
Amen.
To bury our elders, to marry people in the future, and other events and celebrations of life. It's not about me, it's us. And that's why I'm excited, because I believe the kingdom of God is among us.
Amen. Amen.
And God has not abandoned us. And if we stand up, and we commit ourselves to being better Christians, to making church a part of who we are, and building up the body of Christ, there's nothing we can accomplish.
Amen.
God has not abandoned this community. We are St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church.
Yes.
Yes.
We know who we are. We know whose we are.
Yes.
And as the bells ring at midday, we look up. We don't look down. We look up. And we thank God for a wonderful experience of worship today. We thank God for the word, the song, the community, and we ask God to shine God's face upon us today. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to
God. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
See you next Sunday on time. Amen.